here's some place, here's some place for us. But now you asked me some questions in the go.
Maybe we can do it right here. You were born in Washington.
Yes.
What was it that interested you first, initially in Falls Church?
Well, my grandmother and all my folks are living now. We're living now. How do you do? But my grandmother was living out. No, she was living in Washington. She had a little store there. Then she bought
your
this
grandmother.
House.
What?
And her name was. She was. What is grandmother's first name? Liza. What? What's the last name? Fortunately. You know that name. Well, it's in the record somewhere.
Yeah, I can find that.
But she came out here. Yeah, something like that. She came out here and bought this place that's right here standing now. You know that little building there?
82. She bought that.
Yes.
Of which?
82.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 1882. She bought that building that's still standing.
121 South Washington.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. And I used to come out, or at least my mother would bring me out when I was in school in Washington, and spend my summers out here.
What did you do during the summer?
Oh, I used to play all around. This was a big open space town. It was just a little four-cornered place here, Broad Street and Washington Street. And in general, I just played around what the other boys did. I don't remember.
You were just a youngster then.
Yeah, sure. Then, of course, I was here when Camp Alger was here in 1898.
Right.
And I spent a good bit of time watching what was happening here. The people who visited Camp Alger used to have to get off at East Falls Church, electric car, walk all out, or ride up to the camp. And Colonel Young, the first Negro colonel, was in charge of the 9th Ohio's, which was all Negro Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And I often saw him drive past the corner here. And he was on the farm that we later bought. It was, we bought it, that is now, you know, the National Cemetery up there.
Yeah.
But then my mother had a little store that's torn down now, right on the property where my sister here owns those stores that are running from the
corner. Was that the first building that was built on that corner here across?
Yes. There was a store there. Freddie Foote, this colored relative of mine, had his store there.
Yeah.
I don't remember that a man who did some Jewish people had it. Yes, that's right. And then that was torn down, I don't know when. And then we lived in that house at 121. Then my mother built a house back of where the stores are now.
Yes, we have a picture of that.
Yes. And then you said when we got married in 1910, during those days. Then later we bought the farm after the soldiers were moved away to Pennsylvania.
That was a Norman farm?
Yes. We bought that farm. Mr. Adams was one, and two other principal school in Washington. And I farmed that nighttime mostly for many years until we sold it to these people who now have this cemetery there.
Now to Falls Church, you used to come by trolley all the time? Or train?
At first, trolley. We used to walk the East Falls Church to get the trolley into Washington and the Key Bridge and walk across there.
And when you came out here, you had to walk up.
I had to walk
from East Falls Church up
down to where my. Not this house. I built this house in 1912.
Down to 121.
Yeah, 121. And we had a house on that lot there that was moved after my sister built those stores there.
You said house was moved, or was it torn down?
It's torn down to make room for the store.
Yes.
That
is
where you had a picture of that, you said.
Yes.
And then I said, you know, I had a very long talked at the town hall, at the library with Mr. Gage.
Yes, we have that. Yes.
What well, else do you think you'd want me to talk
well,
about?
Well, when you, in those early days, all the roads were just dirt.
Oh, roads. Yes, they were nothing but rough roads from East Wall Street going up to Camp Alger. In fact, this road here didn't come about till 1922. There was no road there. This was the main road.
Fairfax Street. It was called, when you got out a little farther, it was called Old Courthouse Road.
Yes, that's right.
And this went up past the church and up East Fairfax Street
then
to Broad Street.
Over across there, where those buildings are, was Miss Gundry's school for people who weren't quite bright. What do you call them? An atypical.
Handicapped. Yeah. Was retarded. Retarded.
Is anybody upstairs?
Yes, Mrs. Thompson.
Was she?
Yeah.
All right. What else? You asked me questions because I have my mind.
Well, there used to be a place right across the street from you here, across Maple Street. Powell's? Powell's? They had a writing?
Reverend Powell.
Not here. Reverend Powell's house was
up next to where the library is.
Yes.
Where the
you know where that Williamsburg building is?
Yes.
He was across the street from that.
He was living in there.
Then the Williamsburg, my sister built that building.
Well, who was Reverend Powell?
Reverend Powell was one of our early ministers.
Baptist minister.
He is a Baptist minister at the church.
Second Baptist Church.
Yes. He
was the first owner of that house. He didn't build it.
No, he bought it from somebody and went up there. He lived with my grandmother first, right across at this 121,
mm-hmm.
when he first came into the town to mm-hmm. preach.
Well, there was a Powell Riding Stable or something.
Yeah, I know. That was down East Wall Street.
No, right across the street here.
Across the street? Oh, up that way.
Yeah, where the bowling at?
Well, that's been more recent, though.
Well, do you remember, before you went away, went south, the old house that sat back of Heckinger's?
Yes.
On that high ground?
Yes. Oh, no. Yes, I do, too. I forgot who owned that house now.
Was there Lee? Was there Lee?
No, the Smiths owned right across from my place here, right where back of the drugstore. That was Lena Smith's house, an old lady. I saw some reference to it in that book that the boy wrote, you know.
Stedman.
Yeah. I have Leah Lewis and old lady Smith. But
well, I remember the old house. It hadn't been painted for years and years. Still there in the early 1950s.
Well, the Brents owned a house that's down where this place where they clean clothes. Does they have that there yet? Powell? Is that Powell?
Oh, you mean King Curly.
King Curly, yeah.
They had a place opposite that to me.
Yes, right opposite that, facing on this Fairfax Road.
Yeah. That big old house, you mean?
Yes, there was a house that Brents owned that family.
Uh-huh. They the ones that were living there when it was torn down, maybe?
Yes, I think she died, I think, and he moved to city. But in Heckinger bought all that property that he owns now. So.
Yeah, but he never owned on the other side of Maple Street.
No. I don't mean on the other side. I don't know who lived in that house up there. I remember that house. But they I can't think of the name of the people, but they used to live up across the stream. There was a big house up there. I forget the name of the people that lived there. Dr. Cabinets lived up on the road to the farm.
He was a mayor at one time.
No,
Cabinets.
And office in Washington.
Well, do you know anything at all about the old supposedly log house that was right up here?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Behind you, right where you're sitting, behind you a little ways.
Yes. I read that, but I didn't
know. Well, what about Tinner's Hill? Some people call the whole area up there Tinner's Hill. Some other people call it the part close to Lee Highway. What is really the
Tinner's Hill?
Yeah.
Well, there's the road on the left. As you leave here, the first road on the left goes up to a collection of homes. There are about a dozen up there.
Yeah, but that's Tinner Lane.
Tinner's Lane, where the houses are up on that hill, all the Tinners, Joe, Henry.
Well, it's just that one little hill called, is that the Tinner's Hill?
That's the whole thing, just that hill is all Tinner's Hill.
Well,
Tripp owned all the property where the quarry was. The Tinners, they were great stone people. They operated the quarry they rented, I think, from Tripp.
Yeah.
Tripp and his wife were people connected to that church here a great deal.
Right, and also lived up on what had been the Dulaney farm.
Yes, that was the Tripp place.
Well, has there ever been a name like Tinner's Hill for the rest of the area where the black people lived?
No. It seemed as though that when the town was incorporated, they deliberately cut off all of the homes where the colored people were. That went into the county. I mean, where the colored people are.
Yeah, I remember you speaking about that on the tape.
Uh-huh.
Matter of gerrymandering.
Yes, they did. They wished they'd gotten it later on, but they'd already gotten rid of it.
Do you recall anything about sort of a mix up with property titles over in that area, and Judge Riley helped to get...
I've read of that. In fact, I don't know whether anything is in that book statement.
You don't know anything directly about
it. No, I don't know directly about it. I wrote a paper on the colored citizens in Falls Church, and I don't know what happened to it. It's probably around the Baptist Church there somewhere. When I was in school at Howard, after I was teaching, I was doing night courses in education, and one of my term papers was on the colored citizens in Falls Church, and I don't know. But, of course, the Falls Church burying ground down there, attached to the old burying place, was always kept in bad repute for a long time.
You mean the one behind the Second Baptist?
No, I mean the old Falls Church here.
Oh, yes.
They didn't keep that in good shape for a long time. Two or three of the ministers there, two of them had been killed. No, two or three citizens had been killed by bulls. And they had a lot of stuff in the area as well. And were buried down in that churchyard. I know I used to walk through it many times, see the old graves long ago.
You don't remember any of the names of any of the people who were killed by the bulls, do you?
No, I don't. My grandmother used to tell me about it, but of course, and then you know the famous, what are these people that have this circus? Bonham and Bailey.
Bailey, yes.
Bonham was buried there, I think.
No, Bailey.
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 But I know they spoke about what an immense sarcophagus or coffin that he was buried in.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy weight thing. They moved it. It seems to me when they built the addition to the old Falls Church, that back part is all addition.
Yeah.
And the Honestes used to live across from there. I know he was... That was another family of the Bryces. The Bryces were very well known in those days.
Speaking of the corner there, next to 121, where the Bicentennial Center is, you said that first business of any kind that you knew to be there was Fred Foote?
Fred Foote's father. They had a store there.
A grocery store?
General store. I remember that.
But they didn't build the store.
I'm not sure about that. I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
But I know then he bought this place from his grandfather, old Uncle Frederick, where they lived down to Seven Corners that later on I became in possession of. where Gulf Station is.
Uh-huh.
All that property where those stores up on the hill. I don't know. Zayers was there once, I remember.
It's still there, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Coons.
Yes. The Payne property was right.
That's right. Payne was on there.
Did you own the Payne property
no,
one time?
No, didn't go that far. We just went a little beyond Pretty Foot's house, and then up all over that hill where they used to graze. That was the road I used to drive many times to Washington on.
Which one was Pretty Foot's house?
It isn't there now.
No.
But it was just below, right next to the filling station. Gulf filling
station. Next to the Gulf filling
station. Yeah, Coons has now. I sold that to Coons.
Would have been close to the Payne house.
What?
The Foot house. Would have been
yes,
close to the Payne house.
Yeah, but the Payne house faced on that route.
Broad Street.
Yes.
Route
yes,
7.
Yes.
And the Foot house faced?
Foot house faced on the road that went to Clarendon.
The Wilson Boulevard.
Yeah. What became of the property that this big storekeeper in Washington owned down there?
Woodward and Moses.
Woodward and Moses.
The house
Moses.
Is still there.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Still there. I remember once I went down there, and I was a little boy. Before I was in high school, my niece brought me out, and I saw a bunch of turkeys. But I was big enough to pick up a stone, I thought they were wild turkeys, and I threw a stone and hit the turkey in the head. And the lady with me, Scipio, said, "That's Dr. Gottlieb down below there, you know,
yeah.
up on the hill."
Yeah.
He said, "Those are Dr. Gott's turkeys."
So what happened to that turkey?
Well, I know you got it all right. It was just...
Oh, you just...
Yeah, that's done.
Do you remember Taylor's Tavern? Maybe that was gone by your time.
What street was that on?
That was right about the corner of Wilson and Route 7.
No, I don't remember that.
Well, when... Lee Highway, when Washington Street was built through here in the 1920s.
22, I think.
Yeah. What was it like before that? Was there a road from here up to where the bank is, or where the bank was?
Oh, yeah, this road. This was the main road.
Yeah, was there also, did people use this other road? Was there another road?
There wasn't any other road there.
No.
They came in back of my house, and I moved the house.
Yeah.
The house wasn't here originally. It was over there where the road is.
Well, there wasn't any road there at all.
No, there was no road. And in 1922, they put the road through, and I had to move my house. And I built this in 1912. I had them move it this way so as to give the road. They paid a little. So, and I used to own on the other side of the road, and I used to rent it to people who put up these big, you know, the people that advertise there.
Yeah.
And I got a little income from that each year.
Well, beyond Broad Street, what was there as far as the road is concerned? Anything?
Broad Street now on that side?
No. Well, beyond Route 7. You're going from here to Arlington.
Yeah.
You get up to where the bank was.
Well,
keep
straight
on going.
Straight on.
So what was there before 1922?
Oh, Lincoln's store was on one corner and Brown's store was on one corner.
Yeah, but that was just a dirt road.
Yes, Dirk Road.
And
there was a little tavern where the bank was.
Yeah.
The little tavern.
But the road as such just was a dirt road. On down
drove
into Arlington.
Many times with horse and buggy.
What did they call it before they paved it and widened it? Did they call it Lee Highway before that?
I think so. They didn't call it Washington Street like they did. Don't they call that South Washington Street?
Yeah, in Falls Church.
Yes.
But when you get beyond...
It was always Lee Highway.
When you get beyond, it's
it was always Lee Highway, and this road through here was Lee Highway. This Maple Avenue.
Yeah.
And they joined in the big road. I mean, it was a part of the big road went across Tripp's Run right down here where the Heckinger is.
You mean in 1922? No.
When they built this one.
Oh, before they built this one.
Yeah, before they built this one. Yeah. That was the only road. that went on up to the courthouse.
But there was really no road of any kind in front of Messina, in back of your house before.
No road at all. The convicts built that road, the road back of my house.
Mm-hmm. I understand that when they were building part of that road, they found old logs down near the taxi stand that had been put in to corduroy the road at one time.
This road?
No, when they built Lee Highway. You know where,
yeah, I know
where the taxi stand is now?
Yeah, I know. You mean on...
The ground is sort of low there, not on Lee Highway.
Oh, I tell you, well, what happened, or what I remember about the road that went on through the Color 6, Novanadale, that road used to sink every year or so. Sometimes when it rained, it was all marshy through there.
You mean down low near Hillwood?
Yes, right by the Elwood Avenue, from there on down to the corner.
Yeah.
These people used to drive horses and wagons after a heavy rain. Their wagons would sink down the hub almost. And the Tenners who lived over here, there were four or five brothers of them. And they worked in the quarry. And they would dump rows and rows of rocks in and just kept sinking for a time.
And they put logs in there
to do what
do you call corduroy?
Corduroy, yes. Yeah. I think they did. Yes, I remember that now. They did have corduroy roads through that damn spot anyhow.
The road going to town was awfully rough half time.
Not paved. Just rushed up for a while.
Is that what you're speaking of, Lee Highway?
Yes, Lee Highway. All the way in, it was not good anywhere.
Was Wilson Boulevard the same way?
Wilson Boulevard, now where is that? Oh, that was much easier. There weren't many hills on that road.
Mm-hmm.
Going around through Clarendon.
Yeah.
I remember, too, they had a sidewalk that came from where the electric car was up to where almost a village here. In fact, they did. It was simply, there were two boards on each side and laid this way, and in between were cinders. That was where we used to walk, to East Falls Church.
Along North Washington Street.
That's right, North Washington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So North Washington, South Washington.
North Washington.
You know, the old... Probably saw in some of the records of where my grandmother lived was the beginning of the schools, the colored schools and churches in Falls Church, where that little house is
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two white teachers, I saw that in something I think in the book, lived there when they were teaching out here.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet Mary Haight?
No.
The teacher, white teacher?
I tell you, a lady who was very, very active in those days, Miss Sue Riddle. Did you ever hear of her?
Oh, yeah.
She lived up on the hill out there, and she taught at the Methodist Sunday School, the church right at the top of the Annandale Hill right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very active there, and I remember I was in one of her classes. I forget her father was a preacher, I believe, and then... The man that was representative in the Congress in the legislature for a long while at East Falls Church, what is his name?
Fenwick.
His father used to bring a little machine to the Falls Church and play up there. One of those little old fashioned
uh-huh.
machines.
Uh-huh.
And he used to come to that church and give sort of concerts on that thing sometime.
Uh-huh. That was Mr. Fenwick's father, did you say?
Mr. Fenwick's father.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the Birches?
Yes, very well.
East Broad Street?
East Broad. Oh, I see where East Broad I'm getting. Way over. There was a Birch family way over after you passed the colored hill there.
No, this is When you go past the Falls Church to Broad Street, it's in the next block to your right.
Oh.
The Lynch, you remember where W.A.
Yeah,
Lynch?
Yeah, I knew where Lynch lived. I used to go in his store many times.
Well, just a big...
Tell her, come in a minute.
We'll be through in just a couple minutes. Let's see. There was Joseph E. Lynch. He came and he was on the first council.
Was he? You know about Stuart Freddy Foote being on the council.
Yeah. But Burgess came to that place in 1853, mm-hmm. and they've owned it ever since.
Mm-hmm. You mean towards East Falls Church?
No. You know where Charlie Kellogg used to live?
No.
Charlie Kellogg was mayor in the early 50s.
No, I don't know that.
Well, anyway, let's see. You know where the Presbyterian Church is?
Yes.
Well,
on Broad Street.
Yeah. All right, going towards Seven Corners, in the next block on the other side, of the next block.
Yeah.
The Birches lived in the big white house there.
Yeah.
Next to the Lynch house.
Oh, I remember the Lynch house, the brick.
Red brick.
Yeah.
Red brick house.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember Frank Lynch? I mean Frank Birch?
I knew the Birches in a general way. One of them was finally one of the managers of this station across the street here. You mean him? Does Kuntz own the place across the street?
No, you're thinking of... this is a different part of the Birch family. The Birch family, I'm talking about intermarried with the Crossmans.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Crossman, you know where the Crossman house is, this way back?
Yes.
Up there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. One of the Birches lived way over, not way over, on the road to Annandale, long before you turned to go to Annandale. I know they have, because we used to go down there to swim. They had a stream running through their place. And I, one of the, no, the, right next here are the Trips they were. Trips, I believe the name was Trip. They had a little house right next to my place. I used to own this place where the lot is, where the bank is here. And right down there was, I don't know, he got in bad with the bank somehow and they saved him.
Well, you must have known Milton Birch.
I think I did. But I don't remember that.
Essie Birch?
Well, I don't remember. They were part of what you would call the Sullivan.
Yes, they belong to Doolin Church.
Yeah. Well, I do own that place down next to where the school is. You know that road that goes from Seven Corners down to a big private school bought it. I forget the name of that road.
Sleepy Hollow Road?
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow Road.
Yeah.
There was a...
You did own what there?
I owned... through Freddy Foote. I owned about 3 acres there, and when Mr. Gibson undertook to settle the Foote estate that I got, Freddy left all of his property to me. I had to sell that in order to pay the cost of the litigation, or not the litigation, but Gibson's cost when they built that.
Do you have any pictures that were taken around Falls Church that you've saved over the years?
I wouldn't have them here. That'd be a Tuskegee.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I'll do. We might go back there and get time to go around and see anything if we have business on the mill up here.
Fine. Anything that would, show Falls Church
I have two scrapbooks down there my wife and I had from the time we came out here.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it could be. My mind isn't working as well as it used to. But this, see that partition over here, when I built this house laying in very well on upstairs. I went back to the door and there's a little pizza year by year. But the,
when I decided to just live downstairs here.
How long have you known Mr. Adams?
Well, he lived out here about 22. He came out here before the First World War. In fact, I had him working on the farm here, thinking he might escape the draft, but he found everybody else.